Linda, you mentioned nuclear briefly, and let me go there before we move on to some other energy sources I wanted to talk about. What's the proper role of nuclear? What should the U.S. be doing differently to develop nuclear power? And what's your message to people who live in Nevada about Yucca Mountain?
Well, those are tough questions for me personally, and I think the governor's been working through those. I think nuclear has to stay. We have to preserve the option because it is carbon free, it is base load, and if we can manage both the technical and the non-technical risks, it's an important part of our portfolio. Certainly, we need to go forward with the loan guarantee program to try and pilot, to try and demonstrate new technology. But instead of just sort of looking at how to accommodate what is at least the very high capital costs, I think the governor said that we need to be looking at how to make it more economical, whether that means more modular reactors, a real modular reactor program that could then be approved and then be rolled out in more sort of cookie cutter type fashion, so you're not recreating the wheel every time you go through the licensing process, whether that means smaller reactors. There are debates pro and con about that, but clearly we have to figure out right now, any board of directors for a utility, I think, would have to be nuts to say we're going to do this because there's too much uncertainty around what are the waste solutions, what is it going to cost, how long is it going to take, sort of bet your company. That's not a place to go if we want to keep that as an option. So I think the loan guarantee program needs to be looked at, but we need to look at the regulatory process, the waste process, and figure out how to make this work so that this remains an option.
So, Dan, in the Obama administration, do those regulatory hurdles get cleared away in a second term? Is this a part of the mix, or is it not in the mix because of the costs don't add up right now?
I'd say nuclear is very much in the mix. The Blue Ribbon Task Force, the bipartisan Blue Ribbon Task Force that was put together by the administration, gave us a good practical roadmap to keeping nuclear in the mix. And I think both what we need to do to move in a smarter fashion to put new nuclear power into place, what we need to do to get both final nuclear waste disposal facilities built and a interim storage facility built, things we need to do to address proliferation problems. The good news is, in this administration, a conditional loan guarantee for a $7 billion two-reactor unit in Georgia has been issued. So, strong support there to finally build a new couple of reactors for the first time in a generation. Serious money going into small modular reactors, both to get them developed, but also serious policy work going on how to reform the licensing process at NRC so that those could actually get through the licensing process in a smarter and more practical way. So this is very much part of, again, all of the above.